This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update.
A flag-draped squad car and a teddy bear with flowers sit outside Milwaukee Police District 2 after Officer Kendall Corder dies Sunday. He and his partner were shot in an ambush attack on Thursday. A police procession took his body from Frederick Hospital to Medical Examiner's Office Sunday evening. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson said this.
He died doing what he loved to do, protecting and serving the people of Milwaukee. I can't think of anybody more brave, anyone more honorable than Officer Corder, who stepped in when necessary in order to protect our city.
Officer Corder and his partner were responding to a subject with a weapon when they were shot at in an alley. His partner, Officer Christopher McRae, was released from the hospital on Saturday. A 22-year-old suspect has been arrested and charges are still pending. The names of two more Republicans are floating around for Wisconsin governor. Sources say that Tim Michaels and Eric Hovde are considering bids for the 2026 race. Michaels, a co-owner of a Milwaukee-based construction business, lost to Governor Tony Evers in 2022. Hovde, a multimillionaire in real estate and banking, lost his run for a U.S. Senate seat to Tammy Baldwin in November. So far, the only official candidate in the race is Washington County Executive Josh Schumann. A man accused of killing his cellmate at Green Bay Correctional Institution will spend the rest of his life in prison. Brown County Judge Donald Zudmolder called Jackson Vogel a killing machine at a sentencing.
So it's the sentence of the court and the judgment of law that you be confined in the Wisconsin State Prison for the rest of your natural life. I find that you are not to be eligible for extended supervision.
Vogel was convicted of murdering Micah Lorano because he was black and gay last summer. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris continues on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and the Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. She done started already. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken. She hollering at me.
You almost broke your leg jumping to that conclusion. Stop.
Yeah,
like, that is not what we were talking about at all.
But I got you, though. Brought you back around.
No.
Brought you back around. No.
If they could hear what was talking about.
I would never. That's why you do it when the microphone off.
If they could hear it. Yeah.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. Truth Roundtable with Nolita Franz. She holding home, holding court when the microphone is off. Smacking me upside the head. And next time, you better.
These people going to believe you, too.
They see you right there. They see you. No, it's.
I love it. Dr. Kent is a independent masking as a conservative. Okay, first of all, Matthew, yeah, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I am conservative as a Christian. Conservative is not Republican and it's not Democrat. So just like a moderate liberal or a moderate conservative is called a moderate. They're independent. Learn your history. Learn that if you're going to insult somebody, have facts. I just gave you some facts. Because you think being conservative is a bad word. Just like somebody did me yesterday. It's a bad word. No, you don't. And then proceeded to tell me what I was. Why don't you listen to what someone is telling you? But you don't want to believe it because that means you have to go outside of what you've been holding on to your whole life and have something different, which is part of the problem in the black community. We've been holding on to things that have done us no good. But then when somebody actually speaks about morals and values and ethics, oh, you don't want to hear that because then I can't do what I want to do. Well, no, you could do what you want to do as long as you don't what? Injure somebody else. But when you injure somebody else in what you do, then there's a problem.
Is the reverse true?
What do you mean the verse? What's the reverse?
The reverse is your point saying that when someone talks about morals and values, mm-hmm. you don't want to hear that. But would you agree? So maybe it's not the reverse. Maybe it's more to say everyone's morals and values are different.
Sure.
So
the point I'm trying to make is that.
But you didn't let me make my point.
I didn't. I know.
Because I was going to finish.
But the point is, you can't tell me what those are.
And the reverse is, then you can't tell someone else, right?
No, you can't. But you can speak your own. The problem is, no, not true.
I said, sure. You said I can speak your own.
And I said, not true.
And
the reason I say that is because when people do say that, right, when they speak up.
Oh, when they do say they're wrong.
People tell them they're wrong. When people do speak up and say, my morals are different from yours. Oh, no, your morals should be this.
I think.
And they call people out and make them feel bad. And both, you don't do this. You don't do that. And it's on both sides.
Both can equally exist. You can have your.
That's not what I'm saying. But go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Anybody talk about what you're saying. I'm saying what I'm saying. No, you said what you said. And I'm saying what I'm saying. Both can exist. I can make room and space for you to have your morals and your values. And someone can make room and space for me to have mine. And we don't have to align and agree on them.
Sure.
Where what we've run into in this society, and I think this is what you were getting at, or what you were saying, is that when people speak up, if I were to say, as a conservative, or if you were to say as a conservative, I believe in this, this, and that, right?
Right.
Whatever those three tenets are, right? Like, we don't need to discuss them on the air. They're your beliefs. And I say, okay, you can believe those things. That's fine for you. Mm-hmm. As for me, I believe in X, Y, Z.
Okay.
We can both be like, okay.
Right.
That's you and that's me and that's fine.
And take it a step further.
You're saying when you say that, when you say I believe in X, Y, Z,
right.
People attack you for it.
Correct. Okay. And they say, you can't believe that. You have to believe this. When in fact, I'm in agreement that they can coexist. The problem is we don't want them to coexist. There's only one way that's right. You have to follow that way. That's it. I had a young man the other day who was a devoted socialist.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what about socialism do you like? And he went down the whole litany. And I said, well, that's great. But here's the things that come with that. Here's the things you lose with that. He said, I don't care. I said, you do understand that every single entity in the world that was socialist failed.
Okay.
All of them.
And he said he didn't care.
Right.
And you should have then said, okay.
I said, no. You can't tell me what I should have
no,
said.
No, could you that's just say that they said. Should co- then what they can I coexist
said,
together?
Then what I said, well, if that's the case, then you should go to another country that's a socialist country. Because if you stay here in a democratic republic, it's not going to work.
But how is that not pushing your beliefs onto him?
I didn't push any beliefs on
him. If you told me he should leave the country.
What I said is that if you want to live in that particular space, because you live in a democratic republic, we're talking about apples and oranges here. You want to be socialist, but we don't have that here. So if you want that, then you need to go where it's
he wants it. He wishes it was here. He recognizes that it's not. But
no, he doesn't recognize that it's not. That was the problem.
I thought you just said he said, I know that I don't, but I don't care.
He wants to be there.
Okay.
He wants to be in a socialist. I told him, you live in a democratic republic. He, in turn, said, I think we should have it here. And I said, well, you're not. So whether he agrees with it or wants it to be is you know, he ain't
it's of no consequence because it's not here.
But to him, it was of a consequence. And I'm like, you're not changing that. Like,
in your lifetime, you will
probably
not.
Probably his either. It ain't, we're not going to become a. Come
in
on.
This lifetime.
No, lady, you tell me when the United States of America under a democratic republic and a capitalist society is going to become socialist.
What?
Help me out.
I can't tell you when that will be possible. But what I can say is that
long enough to see that.
What I will say to that is that there are socialism and there are socialist programs that.
No, we're not talking about. See, stop. Stop. I'm not going to let you do that.
But people,
I'm not going to let you do that because that's your way of painting.
You paint it with a broad brush and it's not that broad.
I am not going to let you do that because everybody tries to find. See, we got an instance where it is so it can work. No.
I believe that the young man you were talking to. No, don't you turn my microphone up. I believe that the man that you were talking to believes what he was saying.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter to him. It doesn't have to matter to you.
But that's why I'm trying to tell people. Your reality doesn't matter.
We just talked about that. That's exactly what we just
talked about.
Your reality
doesn't matter because the set of facts completely and totally negate it.
He's talking about what he... Who you?
It don't matter.
You him.
Not him. Like, why do you take everything personally?
Because
what's wrong?
You keep saying...
What's wrong?
That's your second time pointing your finger at me talking about you ain't smart enough to...
Hey,
listen.
Come get
it. Listen. I but what I will say
yes,
is
ma'am.
Even in this conversation, right? Yep. We're talking, we're hashing it out, and it can still be a lighthearted dialogue.
But how long
beliefs.
Have I known you?
A long time.
And how long have you? First time you met me, you was mad at me.
First time I met you.
You hated me.
Hate is a strong word.
You hated me.
I did not.
That's what I said. That's what I felt.
I did not.
As young folks say, that was the energy you were putting out.
That's the energy I gave you.
It makes no sense. That's another dumb word. Energy.
I did not hate you. What I had to learn and what we need to learn about people in general is that, boy, if I had some sharp.
What we have to
consider even in heated exchanges, even when we are around people with different beliefs as us, different backgrounds, all of those things, is that there is space to coexist. You never get.
Well, we don't have to coexist. We can just exist.
For your opinions and your thoughts to exist. Like, I can sit here with you and have this conversation.
Or I can just turn around and walk away and not listen.
And not be in total agreement or alignment with what you believe. And vice versa.
Really?
So what else has changed?
I don't know what's changed.
So I just wonder, as a society, how do we get to a space where we can just have an appreciation that people are different from us, and that's okay.
But here's my problem.
Okay.
We don't have to appreciate it.
Okay.
We don't have to respect it. We just have to keep ours to ourselves. I think what happens is we give too much credence to giving stuff to other people. Oh, I have to respect you. I don't even know you. But I don't have to treat you in a way. And the replacement for that, right, is civility. Civility means that when somebody says something to you and it's just completely off the wall, you don't say anything. You just look at them, you smile, and you keep going. Because there's some things that aren't worth the dust up.
Sure.
The problem is that's 99.9% of the time. And most fights and shootings and all that stuff happen because what? One party didn't go, okay.
But if we go back to my earlier point when I said people want to be heard, that doesn't mean you
have. I ain't got to listen.
That doesn't mean you have to hear them. What it does mean, though, if we are going to engage in dialogue,
right?
Now, someone coming to you, someone off the street, just, you know, whatever, you don't know, you don't have an appreciation or a respect for their thoughts and their ideals, you might not give them that benefit of the doubt. You might not say to engage in that conversation.
But why
say
do you have to give somebody the benefit of the doubt?
I don't think you have to, but I think you said a word. You said civility. So if someone is expressing an opinion to you, especially if it's as a result of something you did, said, acted, etc., I can hear you out. That doesn't mean I'm going to change my behavior. That doesn't mean that I'm going to now. If you don't want to hear him out, I don't think that's the civil thing to do, but you don't have to.
And why do you get to say what's civil and what's not?
I don't think that is me. It's not something that I would do, but your civil nature might tell you, I'm not going to hear them out, because if I hear them out, then they might press my button and it might go left. Right. So I'm going to walk away. But you have to know where your gauge is.
Let me hear this. I want to hear this.
I'm a lot more level-headed.
That's not true, but okay. Okay.
I'm mostly level.
like most people, they're mostly level-headed.
Mostly level-headed.
Everybody has that. I think the more you know about yourself, you don't really worry about other people.
People lack self-awareness.
They don't completely and totally.
Yeah.
Completely and totally. You this and you that. And I remind people, you know it's like radio and entertainment, and you have a conversation back and forth, and sometimes it gets heated. That's just back and forth. How I really personally am, there's a significant part of me that people just don't know about.
That is true.
They don't hear about things that I do, places I go. They just don't know.
Let me acknowledge this maybe for the first time on the radio, that is 100% true. There are things about you people don't know. And unless they had the opportunity to spend time with you and be around you, they won't know that.
Right.
One could argue. You could let a little bit more of that shine through on the radio. But that's neither here nor there.
And then not be able to holler at you? Oh, no.
It's your prerogative. Go ahead, Bobby Brown. Go. It's your prerogative, sir. We have a lot of people that are making comments. And we are reading them, and we appreciate them. But I think I would love for people to chime in online if you're writing, if you're chatting with us.
Y'all hear that?
No, but I want to know the level of civility. You were talking about that. Right. Like, do you tend to hear people out with their argument?
Sometimes,
people
yes. Sometimes,
chime in.
No.
Let me know online what your thought is. Like,
sometimes,
you don't have
yes,
to agree
no.
with people, but I think there is space for people to say their piece.
Not everybody.
Okay.
Not everybody. Are you going to let anybody just come up and say what they want to say? No.
Not talking crazy, respectfully.
You can respectfully insult somebody, and you're going to let them do it? No.
No.
There you go.
But if you know you're insulting someone, then why would you come up and hide it under the guise of being respectful?
Oh, people do snide remarks and say sad ways. Come on, now you know that.
I do.
Okay.
You do it more than any of them.
But at least I'm direct. I'm talking to your face.
Anyway.
That's all right. I'm going to start telling your background.
I don't think you don't have to let people talk to you crazy. That's not what I mean. But I do feel like.
Unless you're the police. You ain't going to let people talk to you crazy.
That takes us down a whole nother path.
Firefighters carry axes. So I don't know if I'm going to talk to you crazy about that.
You think people intentionally talk crazy to the police?
Yeah.
Just because they're the police.
Because they want to see what happens.
Police carry guns. I don't think. Okay. You were one. I wasn't. So I get it.
Bing. 833-8211. Matthew said, Dr. Ken wants people to accept his beliefs and wants no pushback from this. That's a lie. This is America. If I say blank you to the president, the country we live in. Yeah, you can. Like, I don't know. But if you threaten to kill the president, then you will get arrested.
You're going to have Secret Service.
So I don't know what it is you're trying to say.
I think he's talking about you in particular.
Oh, I know. Like, okay.
So I'm just saying.
Okay. Is capitalism the best humanity can come up with? Would the teachings of Jesus line up better with socialism, capitalism, or theocracy? Capitalism.
I'm sorry. Repeat that?
The person said, J.D. the poet said, before we go to break, is capitalism the best humanity can come up with? Would the teachings of Jesus line up better with socialism, capitalism, or theocracy? When we come back, we're going to tackle that.
Okay.
We're going to tackle that.
Okay.
Because if you understand the old days of Rome and Jerusalem and trade, you would know capitalism. Yeah. Anyway.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Time to upgrade your windows and or doors, but you don't want to, you know, spend a fortune in a capitalist society. Well, Pella, the best in the industry, has a product line for every single budget. And right now, you can get no interest, no payments for up to 2 years. So, if the plan is to wait, guess what? You can get it now. But you got to do it, like, right now. And then you can wait to start making payments for up to 2 years. Certain restrictions apply. Offer ends when? Today. June 30th of 2025. It ends today. So you got to call now or go to PellaWI.com. Set up your free in-home consultation today. That's PellaWI.com today. Offer ends today. You think they got today? 833-212-1017 is the number. Truth Roundtable with Nolita Franz. You know, Tony and Linnell just kind of flaked on us at the last minute and said, I'm out. I got stuff to do.
I think so they knew, like, what they were going to get into. Like, okay. And they were like, no.
Oh, so you're saying you're only one that's brave. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, that's a awful thing to say.
Did I snag it? Did I snag it?
Awful thing.
I'm not going in there. No.
No, fellas, I did not say that. Do not listen to him.
JD said, ancient Rome had capitalist characteristics like private property and market-oriented economy. However, there's a limited role of wage due to the large amount of slaves. Does that take away from being a capitalist? No. Like this, I'm done. I'm just done. 8332. I'm done. I can't do it.
You can't read anything else?
I can't do it. I'm done. I can't do it. And the reason I can't do it, well, you think I should do this?
Yeah, you do.
I don't think I should.
You do. You do need to do it.
I don't think I should.
Spread some joy.
Wow. Spread some joy.
Yeah.
Now, nah, wait a bit.
You'll wait to spread joy. I'll wait. Jeez.
I'm Scrooge. Bah, humbug.
Clearly.
Bah, you said clearly?
Yeah, you said no. Clearly? I'll wait.
Did she just say clearly?
I'm going to do something nice. Nah, I'll wait.
Did she just say clearly? Part of it is this. So there was a question asked about whether or not, basically whether or not, I'm trying to find the, okay, that's not the question.
The question was, do you think that is capitalism the best humanity can come up with?
Right.
Would the teachings of Jesus line up better with socialism, capitalism, or a theocracy?
And I would say capitalism.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah,
on the break.
I would say capitalism.
I would not, but that's what you said.
And so why wouldn't
I? The reasons that you outlined.
I was going to ask you a question, but I'm not. Go ahead.
Don't.
I'm the look on your face
tells me all I need to know.
Yeah.
I would say more socialism, but I think what we realized as we were talking about it offline.
We?
Yeah. Take creative license.
Y'all know how people do that, right?
Collectively.
When they learn something, they go, well, let me move to the.
I'm going
to
take creative license and say collectively we.
No, that's not true.
What we discussed was that while there are certain biblical principles that align with capitalism, mm-hmm. I think the thing that people hang their hat from a socialism perspective on is that this idea of the have and the have nots and how we should help people who are not in the same position that you are and how we try
to
extend.
But that's a huge part of capitalism.
Tell me more about that.
Giving, tithing at church, nonprofits, not-for-profits, giving money, scholarships.
Not the services that not-for-profits offer.
Like?
So if you talk about any of the nonprofit organizations here in Milwaukee.
Like,
I'm trying to think of one, but I don't know. Let's say a soup kitchen.
Okay.
I don't want to name one. The soup kitchen is there to serve the community.
Mm-hmm.
So places like the Open Door Cafe, who offers lunch to people in need who are on the street. that is a need that they're feeling.
Right.
So what do you mean when you say that it's capitalism? They're not doing it to make
where to get their money from
money, but they're not doing it to make money. They need money to exist.
You're not answering my question. Where did they get their money from?
It's governmentally supplemented.
Not always. It's
maybe not always, but some.
But many nonprofits get money from who? Raising funds.
Oh, fundraising. Well,
okay. From the people.
If they don't
so
have
if
enough
I
to
start a business or have a job and make money in a capitalist society, and I give my money away. That is how nonprofits function and thrive under a capitalist society. Is that not true?
I don't know.
You don't give your money to question personally, but you don't give your money to people who are less needy and people that don't. Yes, you do. You couldn't do that if you didn't earn it yourself. If you didn't work where you work, you wouldn't have a check. You wouldn't have it to give it away. You work in a capitalist. You work in a capitalist society. In a democratic republic that allows you to apply and work where you would like.
Do you think that was the question that was asked?
I'm saying you were asking about the question in terms of which one would line up best.
Yeah, from a value perspective.
For me to work to give back, I have to work. Because even scripture says I got to work by the sweat of my brow in order to make it work.
Sure.
So. If it's a socialist thing.
But you're saying nonprofits are out here thriving off the backs of people.
That's not what I'm saying.
You said for them to thrive.
Off the backs. In order for them to thrive, to actually get money,
in order
there needs to be a capitalist society.
To be able to function. Thriving is a relative word.
That's your word. I use thrive.
Okay.
Be trying to change my words.
I'm just saying.
Trying to change my. So socialism is a political and economic system characterized by social ownership or control of the means of production. Rather than private ownership, it is typically aims to create a more egalitarian society by reducing and eliminating social and economic inequalities. Social ownership is, instead of private individuals and corporations controlling resources and means of production, they're owned and controlled collectively or by the state. There's never an instance, and you know this, where the government running something and it worked. Like ever. But yet that's what it calls for. Equality. Socialism seeks to reduce or eliminate inequalities in wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So if I work harder and you work less, I should give you my money because I worked harder and you work less? For what reason? Income, programs, public services. So what it says is that because I have more, I should be willing to give it all to people who don't have when I prefer to show you how I got it. And then that way
so you can go out and
too.
Get yourself. That is one perspective.
No, it's not a perspective.
It
that's what happens.
Totally
in life.
Your perspective.
No, that's not.
It is because I'm going
to
tell
it's
you.
It's on
why.
My show. I get to say what it is. It ain't a perspective. Y'all see what I got to do? I got to resort to. And so cooperation and solidarity emphasizes cooperation and collective action over competition and individualism. So I've decided that you can't go to school. You can't get a master's degree because I think someone else should get it instead. Under socialism, they get to choose. Oh, you want to go to medical school? Oh, no. We'll pay for medical school. You got to major in that. You have to be that kind of doctor, not that kind of doctor. And what happens? It's always equal. Just for some people, it's more equal than others. And then race and caste will seep in. And all of a sudden, only those with the power and elected and their kids are the ones that have everything. And you're told to. And it's happened in every country. Germany, Soviet Union, on and on. But yet, we think it'll work when it's failed everywhere. Cuba, South America, Argentina. But if that's what y'all want, I think you should move because we're not going to have it here.
Is it my turn yet?
It's never your turn.
Good. Okay. I'm glad you're listening. So the point is, I think there's a lot to unpack with what you said, and we don't have time to do it, and we won't.
You got 3 seconds.
Don't do that. Don't do that either. The reality situation is there is a level of humanity that we should all have
Correct.
For our fellow man.
Correct.
And that's it. That's all.
But how do you reflect
it? It ain't going to be no but.
No, I say but.
I said what I said. But I already said
But then
what
how
I said.
Do you reflect that?
You reflect that by, these are individualistic.
No. How do you reflect humanity? Based on what you just said.
I don't understand your question. Tell me.
Repeat
what
the
you
statement
mean.
You made.
There should be a space to be to have an appreciation for the plight of your fellow man. So okay. if
so how did you show that?
Absolutely right. If someone is without, I don't want to see anyone be hungry. I don't want to see anyone not have. The mm-hmm. programs that are
set in. So how do you, Nolita, show that?
If I see someone hungry, I feed them. If I see someone that needs clothes, I clothe them. That's how I, Nolita, would do that. But in the systems that have been put into place, and let's not act like that certain things don't become flawed. Like anytime you bring people in to manage and or run something, like there are things that can get lost in the shuffle.
Correct.
So, but at the basic premise of certain, if not all, social programs,
right,
the thought behind it is solid. The thought is to help people. Mm. It's to
correct
give to people who don't have or less fortunate.
One
thing that you said that I take issue with, and it's not what you said, it's the thought behind it. And it's, socialism tells us that if I go out and work, I need to give you all my money so that
but that's
you
what they're
have.
Asking for.
But I take issue with the fact that there is a level of wanting to see people brought up to a certain standard of living. And not necessarily. I'm not going to work to then give you all my money.
That is what people want. If you go out and listen to what socialist.
I think people
want it. Doesn't matter what you.
You said that is what people want.
I'm telling you what's being said. What I would suggest you do is look.
Who said it?
Let me finish.
I'm listening.
Don't make me push the button.
Push the button. Do it.
Go and listen to some people who say they're socialists. Okay. Listen to the ALCs of the world, Bernie Sanders of the world, which is ironic that you're a billionaire, but yet you're saying you believe in socialism because all your money is in a trust and you couldn't get to it if you wanted to. Huh? So on paper, you're poor. It's the okie doke that I don't like, because I don't mind giving money to people who are less fortunate and giving it to organizations that help people who are less fortunate.
Yes.
I have a problem with you saying that if you have more money than someone else does, you stole it. Or you got it by hook or by crook, and that anybody that has won by making money has taken advantage of somebody. That's just not true. It's just not true. In some instances, absolutely. But it's not true. And we go through life thinking that I don't have something because someone took it from me. When in fact, did you take advantage of all the opportunities? Did you? And it's difficult as a black man or black woman to have a good opportunity in America to begin with.
Yeah, I think what you're speaking of is the fact that there are certain people with that narrative, sure. But right. We can't paint with a broad brush. Everyone feels that way. I think that there are people out there who are looking for a hand up, not necessarily a handout.
Right.
And I think there are programs that are put in place to help those individuals. When we think about single mothers and we think about SNAP and food stamps and things like that, like I truly believe, and having grown up from time to time needing those benefits, you know, my mother needing those mm-hmm. benefits herself, I can completely understand and empathize with people who are in those positions. And so I think things are getting harder from an income perspective. Like you sent an article around about people getting out of college and not being able to find jobs. And I think what we're realizing is that we are transitioning into a different part of society right now, where there is this AI boom. There are going to be people who need to be upskilled in those areas. Some of that AI stuff is going to come through and take certain jobs and things like that. And so people are just finding themselves with post-COVID now, 5 years or give or take.
Still stuck on COVID?
Well, not stuck on COVID, but I think what we're going to find is that there are the domino effect of COVID, right? Like it's going to be years to come where we really realize what the detrimental effect was. So I just say, if people need help, we help them.
We'll talk about that.
That's fine.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
What's poppin', Truth Nation? This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. So, Milwaukee's biggest party is on the lake, and it is in full effect. And guess what? Is this the last weekend? It's the last weekend coming up. Award-winning 1017 The Truth has the hookup. Maybe not for Nolita, but we got it for you. Now's your chance to win a pair of Summerfest tickets and a pair of wristbands to see Ira Starr live at Summerfest this Thursday. Call 833-212-1017. Be caller number
5.
Caller number 5 right now to win these tickets and wristbands. All right? Caller number 5, 833-212-1017 is the number, and you'll be able to see Ira Starr live at Summerfest. Call now. 833-212-1017 is the number. Not really a city girl said, yes, JD, we often overlook charity and servitude toward those closest to us. True service does not need to be seen by everyone. Sometimes the hidden moments are the most grand in the eyes of the of TMH. I think she might have been saying the Almighty. Here. But yeah. Matthew says, still shocking to me how evil a lot of humans are. Look at yourself. Look at yourself and think of the things that you think in your mind that are dark. This is everybody. And you'll know that anybody could think that.
TMH, the Most High.
Okay.
That's what she just said.
I mean, anybody can. As quick as you could think about loving somebody, you can get mad driving the car and want to run somebody over. We're a fallen being, and it just is what it is.
I think most people, well, you know what?
Ding, ding, ding. Keep coming back to the same thing.
I would argue that people don't often act on those dark thoughts.
Correct.
So.
Most people don't.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people do, and police officers are killed.
Yeah, that's right.
Very true.
And all for... what?
One instance, 1 second, 1 millisecond that changes the trajectory of your entire life.
Yeah. And I think that is what perhaps Matthew was getting at. Like, where is the humanity? And that is underscored.
But Matthew didn't say that. So don't be putting that on Matthew.
No.
Matthew didn't say that.
Okay. That's fine. That's
JD
fine.
The poet
I thought you said that he said evil people, something. Still shocking to me. How evil a lot of
Matthew
humans
said
are.
That, but, yeah. Anyway, I'm not reading Matthew anymore.
Okay. I'm going to leave that between you and him.
There's only one, me.
What is
it's
happening?
Monday. It's Manic Monday.
Are you okay?
Okay, stop. Don't do that.
Like, no.
Don't be talking down. Don't be patting me on my head.
No,
little baby.
I promise
don't
I'm not.
But you just
you
did.
You said it's only one
but
me.
You just
I'm
did.
Like. Ain't nobody saying it. Ain't no one you. It
look,
is
look.
One you.
Bring it in.
Settle down. I'm sorry.
Don't do
I'm
that.
Sorry. I apologize.
Wait a minute. We need to cut her mic off because now she said the wrong words. Don't do that.
Steal?
No. I'm not going to tell you so you can repeat it. See, I know you. She'll be like, oh, you don't? La, la, la. She'll just repeat it.
I would not.
Yes, you would.
Okay.
I don't trust you.
That's fair.
I don't trust you.
That's fine.
Matthew said, Dr. Ken don't want to hear the truth. Whatever.
When I tell
thank you,
I'm
not really
out of
a
that,
city girl.
I'm out of that.
Oh, some people just need to be heard.
Yeah, I said that earlier. I echo that sentiment. That is true.
I didn't say I was going to hear them. I said some people need to be heard. See, don't add to what I say. Look at what I say. Hey,
I never said you was going to hear him. Do we have our number 5 caller yet?
Excuse you?
I was asking.
Relax. We'll get it when we get it.
I might want the tickets. I'm trying to see
relax.
If I got time to call in and see.
Goodness.
I'm trying to get my wristband on. Don't.
Excuse you?
I'm trying to get the wristband. I'm trying to get the tickets. What's up?
So it was Cerise. All right. Want to say congratulations to Cerise on winning today's Iris Star giveaway. Tune in to The Truth all week long. Everybody except Nolita. as we will be giving away wristbands all week long to get your tickets to Summerfest. Of course, go to summerfest.com.
If I'm being completely honest, I rarely ever go to Summerfest. So.
What? Me either. Yeah. Me either. But you know why?
Why?
It's too many people.
Same.
And I don't do well around huge crowds of people. I get utterly and totally distracted. My ADHD kicks in and it's like, and it was
too much.
It's happening. Too much yeah. going.
Yeah. And it's not for everybody.
Like, no. Not at all.
And somebody put on Facebook that there was a huge fight down there over the weekend. Which
was
also, yeah, oh, either no. Saturday or Friday or one of the days.
Oh, no.
You know, social media.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it was on the news or anything, but yep. Why would they talk about that? Because then it would deter people to go. But
what's the one thing you're going to do before we go to break? What's the one thing you're going to do to make tomorrow better?
Better for whom?
You.
For myself. Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure. For who? Just make sure that's what
for me. No, for you. What
you know what? I am trying to embark on a journey of creating less stress for myself. It's not healthy. Why are you laughing?
The first thing
you're
gonna do is not come on my show.
Well,
that's one.
That is a good way to alleviate some stress. But okay. I'm not sweating the small stuff, right? Like I tend to do that sometimes, so I'm working on it. What about you?
I am restarting my diet. I don't do journeys. I just do it.
Okay.
And I'm restarting my diet. I went from like 252. I'm down to 226.
What does that look like for you for dieting? Like, are you is
functional
it a certain
medicine, okay. changing what I eat?
Okay.
Period.
Okay. More protein, less sugar,
no,
that kind of thing.
Just functional. And if you understood what you eat and what causes certain things,
okay.
you simply stop eating it and replace it with other things.
Okay, and that's what
along
you're doing.
With vitamins and all that, and it's it. And it's not a Mediterranean diet or a this diet okay. or a pro this or a protein that. It's what is right for me. And so you would do the same thing and it'd be completely different.
Okay, so your dieting is catered to you.
Right, that's why it's functional medicine.
Okay. So I was asking because there might be somebody online. They might want to get healthier too and
start
dieting.
I've talked about
so
it. So
you could have shared your tips and tricks, but it's catered and fit to you.
Yes.
So we're just going to leave that right there.
Leave that right there.
I am.
All right.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yep, it must be Monday. Truth Roundtable. Dr. Ken Harris, Nolita Franz. Thank you for coming, Nolita.
You're welcome.
You're so brave. You're so brave. I know I'm going to get beat up when it's over.
Thank
but
you to
so
the
brave.
Listeners for tuning in today.
Yes, our fans are the best in the country.
I would say they keep coming back. So
they keep coming back, and yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that. The way you beat me up.
Someone said, Nolita, please come back.
I love it how people only see me over talking you, but you never over talking me. I love it. Somebody just said that.
When have I ever over talked you?
Like just now? You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. Dr. Ken Harris. Truth Unfiltered is coming up next with myself, so I'll be hanging around, and then you'll get Tori Lowe's show and on throughout the night for the rebroadcast of the day and tomorrow. I'll be back in 22 hours. Thank you, Nolita Franz.
You're welcome.
Beautifully blended. Make sure you check her out.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless. Take care. Thank you, Glenn. I'm out.
Be quiet.